Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I'm here to cover the week of July 8th through the 16th. And boy, is there a lot of focus on the Cancer part of your chart in the week ahead. It's just a whole lot going on, so let's get into it. This is about what we are doing to pursue our emotional needs. It has to do with how secure we feel in situations and what we want to do about that. It definitely has to do with what's going on at home. Are we, renovating? Are we moving? Are we pursuing real estate deals? Are we decorating? I don't know, but there's a lot going on there. It could be about what's happening with family, parents, roommates, the people that you live with. It could have to do with the roots and how far back they go and what's going on with, history or ancestry. And so we get a new moon on Friday the 9th, and it comes into play at a 9:17 p.m. Eastern, 6:17 p.m. Pacific. And so from that point forward, we have 2 weeks of cosmic momentum behind launching into something brand new in one of those areas or taking what we're already doing and moving it forward. We could try out some new direction or a new chapter and see where this thing goes that we're already involved in, or we can just clean the slate and go somewhere else with it, right? So this does look like a very positive new moon. This is linking to the planet Uranus in Taurus, opening up opportunities for income. So maybe you're going to also, be making money from home or making money from a real estate deal or in a family business or with a roommate. It also could be opening things up as far as the purchases go there, or what you're doing with your possessions. So there's like a lot of kind of in the moment, exciting energy, opening things up here and getting it very, spontaneously happening. There's also a harmonic flow to Neptune, which means that whatever we're doing with these Cancer new moon themes, we have some supportive energy around our inspiration and the magical qualities, things that are going on with artistic interests, the music, the film, the painting, the poetry, the dance. It links to romantic interests at home or what's going on there. It has to do with spirituality, the research we're doing, the institutions involved. So this is all in flow. So this moon is really going to gear us up, lift us up, and get us moving forward. The final alignment, with this is an opposition to Pluto, meaning there is an important other person factoring into what's going on here. This person may be part of your sexual chemistry and attraction, and they're involved with a lot more going on there at the house. It could be that they are the financial component. You're looking at, does the partner have enough money for me to go purchase this house? Or should I go sit down with the loan officer or, deal with getting a better insurance policy or, paying the taxes on that property or for the parent, So any kind of outside financial resource could be coming into this. For some, there could be Pluto themes looking at, somebody passing on, passing over, or somebody coming into the world through a birth. So that kind of veil between worlds, and the entry and exit points there that are impacting this fresh new start that's getting to go forward at home or with family, et cetera. For some, there could be divorce. So you're speaking with that attorney or that partner or whoever, trying to deal with divorce and how that's going to impact the living situation. And for some of you guys, it's like really getting in there and working out third party situations, so you and two other people are hammering something out here about the property or the family, et cetera. So there's a whole lot of energy here coming into it. So this starts once again Friday evening at 9:17 p.m. Eastern. By Sunday, the 11th, we then have Mercury moving into the same territory at 4:35 p.m. Eastern. And so, Mercury is going to be zipping through this sign from Sunday the 11th until the 27th of the month. So for a couple weeks plus a day or so, we're going to have more potential to hear news or offers coming in around those subjects, or to get into talks and meetings or sales or writing or interviews, making decisions. It's now decision time, okay? This period right now, as the new moon is boosting these themes forward, Mercury comes on board. Okay, it's time to make some decisions. Are we renovating? Are we moving? Are we buying that property or selling that property? What are we doing with the family, the parent, the roommate? You know, time to make some choices. Mercury here also may bring in brothers and sisters or neighbors into the equation. It may get you focused on transportation, short trips, local activities, or the electronics in the situation as well. So, you know, it just adds to a lot happening here. Now, as far as our Mercury key dates moving forward, obviously the day it moves in on Sunday the 11th, there can be some news coming in or that talk or meeting or decision. Monday the 12th, Mercury forms a harmonic with Jupiter from this position. This is a really good alignment. If you need to sign legal documents, if you are trying to involve travel plans or distant situations, if there is something going on with media or marketing of this thing, or what's happening with educational or ceremonial pursuits in the mix, or even if there's a religious or political factor here, you know, we start to see flow going on here, and you can reach out to that institution or involve that research, or, you know, aim it at that artistic or romantic or spiritual interest in the story. And this is going really strongly flowing on Monday the 12th. Then by the time we get to the 15th, Mercury comes to activate that opposition with Pluto. So again, this is a big day. Well, actually, there's two things going on the 15th. Mercury will be in Cancer activating that opposition to Pluto, so bringing in that other person in your talks or agreements or final decisions or turning point decisions about what's going on there at home with the move, the renovation, the real estate deal, the family, parent, or roommate, and with that financial or sexual or third party or life and death or divorce scenario playing out. And on the same day, the sun shining and beaming its energy from Cancer draws you in and gets you to show up and physically be involved or in some way impacts you on a personal level about your identity or image or brand or your name on the dotted line, right? And puts you into this harmonic flow with Neptune once again, bringing in this really good thing going on with the research, the institutions, the romantic, artistic, or spiritual pursuits tied to this. So it looks like the 15th is a very big day. Moving outside of our week ahead, there will be two other activations with Mercury as you go forward in this story. So the 20th will form an opportunity alignment from Mercury to Uranus, again, helping you get into the talks, the meetings, the sales, the writing, the decisions about home, family, et cetera, in your Cancer area, and tying that to some exciting kind of unexpected last-minute kind of opportunities to make money or to do something with the possessions or purchases there in the equation. And then finally, on the 24th, there is Mercury meeting up with Neptune, again, harmonic, really starting to bring the flow in again with institutions, with research, with development, with what's going on artistically, romantically, or spiritually there. So these are really good and solid alignments taking us forward. Again, I cannot emphasize enough how much I think there is potential to make things happen now. When it comes to your Cancer themes, obviously there's going to be a little bit more or, you know, different things playing into the story for each sign, which I'll get to here in a second. But that's really how it breaks down. Two solid weeks of forward momentum starting on Friday the 9th and then overlapped by this Mercury integration, really opening it up and getting us busy there. The other thing that is going on in the week ahead is that on Tuesday the 13th, Venus and Mars are getting together in Leo and something's happening, okay? So, you know, this is quite an active, energetic. This might mean that there is a lot of love and maybe sexual passion or motivation to make something happen on that day with a love interest. This could be something creative realm, some creative project or pursuit of yours, getting very active there over something you love or starting to do something to make money there. This could be something that you're getting busy on with the kids that is motivating and creative and about, you know, the love or the beauty in the equation. Or this could be something going on recreationally. And again, this is very motivating. It's kind of like kicking off a brand new story and bringing that flow together to see where this could go. So you're taking a brand new step in this territory to launch forward. So look for that on Tuesday. You know, bring your passion, bring your motivation, bring the love, baby. And again, you know, this really could get things going with love, money, or beauty when it comes to lovers, kids, creative projects, recreational pursuits, and all the passion you want to, you know, spend on that. So that's our breakdown, guys. It's very personal in the week ahead. There's been a lot of outer energy. I talked about this, I don't know if it was last week's show or the week before that. Sorry, I can't remember, but, you know, we're finally getting down to the nitty-gritty here. We're kind of saying, okay, you know, all this big gear shift in heaven has moved us into these positions. It's been challenging. It's been draining. It's been crazy. And now, by gosh, you know, we're getting that boost to really start to show up ourselves and take the reins and start to do something about it. And for once, you know, we're really seeing, I mean, for once in a long time anyway, we're really actually starting to see some positive alignment start to come together to help this go a little bit more smoothly than maybe in other times, you know, that it might have. So it's a very promising week for all of us. So for Aries, very straightforward. You guys are definitely all about what's going on at home or with family, with moves, with renovations, with real estate. Deals, parents, roommates, history, ancestry, or your emotional needs. And this is where that forward boost starts Friday evening. And for Aries, this opens up opportunities to be valued in these scenarios over these next couple weeks, to focus on the things you value. The doors are open here. It may bring income opportunities into the equation. It may help you focus on what you're doing with your possessions and valuables and purchases and products in the story. It may open up channels online or what's in the equation. At the same time, it's forming a harmonic to Neptune. It's allowing you to kind of get into your artistic groove or romantic drive there, or to practice more spirituality there, or to do the research and find the answers that you need, or connect with the institutions to move this forward. And finally, Aries, it's linking this to another individual. This could be an authority type figure. This could be somebody that is on board with the goal that you're striving for, and there's a big financial connotation to this, or something sexual. Or there may be something very powerfully transformative for you, something you're trying to purge or evolve or change in some way that this person is helping you with as you go forward with it. So this is an incredibly important time over these next 2 weeks to be proactive. You know, you want to step up to what the universe is offering and help move that forward. Mercury coming into this arena on Sunday really starts to open up the conversation with people about it, help you make decisions, bring offers to the table over the weeks ahead. It helps you with sales, writing, agreements in this, or it can help you really start to open up communication with siblings or neighbors or about vehicles or electronics that you need to bring into the story. And then check the dates I gave at the top of the show for your key dates with that, but this is looking really good in the week ahead on Monday the 12th. And on Thursday the 15th. And then I would say you want to kind of watch what's opening up. There may be something new coming into your life on Tuesday the 13th, or there may be something that you're sparking up to a new level or new chapter. when it comes to your love life or a lover, or when it comes to what you're doing with the kids, or when it comes to what you're doing in creative realms or with recreation. There's a lot of passion here. There's a lot of love or income opportunity here. There's a lot of beauty that can get amplified here. So that's a really beautiful combination in a great place in your chart there, Aries. So look for sparks of something new there on Tuesday. For Taurus, the Cancer new moon and all this energy in Cancer is playing out in your third house in the week ahead. So when it comes to all this fresh possibility with home, with moves, renovations, real estate deals, family, parents, roommates, you guys are focusing on your local arena or a move. You're looking at short trips to nearby places. You're looking at what's going on with sales, with writing, with agreements, offers, proposals, decisions, getting into talks and meetings about this stuff. You know, this is all getting lit on fire for you and starting to move forward and starting to take you into new opportunities. There could be brothers, sisters, neighbors involved, your transportation, your vehicles, your electronics involved. And so you really want to look for everything opening up there. This links to Uranus in your sign, Taurus. So really opens up an opportunity directly to you for something exciting to kind of awaken and shake you up in some way and bring something new into your life. This also links to a beautiful flow around your personal aspirations or what you're doing with friends, with groups, with the internet, any kind of social alignment in this. And it brings you one-on-one with another person in some kind of very powerful way. Could be financial, could be sexual, could be third party, over legal contracts, travel plans, educational or media pursuits, ceremonies in the mix, or what's going on with religion or politics in the story. So there's a lot of things being touched on here. By Sunday, Mercury moves into this story and stays until the 27th. So all of a sudden, it picks up the speed. The speed is going to clip like crazy for the Taurians because here this is Mercury in its own house. It's kind of double amplifying the potential. It's going to make a lot of really great alignments. Listen to those dates I gave at the top of the show. But definitely in the week ahead, Sunday may start to bring news or offers or agreements and decisions. Monday is definitely aligning in that Jupiter expansive realm for you with this. And the 15th is definitely a very big day as well. As you show up, you're getting involved. There's the situation going on with the decision and Pluto. And I mean, it's going to get very big and very powerful by that day. So, you know, expect this to pick up and move very quickly as we start to get into it. As far as Venus and Mars meeting up together, they're doing it in Taurus's fourth house of home, moves, renovations, real estate deals, family, parents, roommates. So here we have this fresh new beginning also coming together around love and passion there, around the motivating factors and what can now start to happen as far as the money flow or the beauty in the story there. And so this is definitely going to be, you know, I feel like it's kind of a double influence in two different ways for the Taurus. Is like you guys are very like, this is my whole focus in this week ahead, and then everything is piling on to help you make it happen. So expect a lot to be moving in these territories from the get-go, starting Friday evening. For Gemini, this new moon in Cancer, this is, and all the other energy playing out in Cancer with Mercury coming on board, this for you guys is about your income, purchases, products, or possessions. So you may be making a big purchase of a property. You may be focusing on making money from home or through real estate or through a family business or with a roommate. You may be moving your possessions from this house to that house or this room to that room, or you're taking your possessions and moving in with somebody else, you know. So this is all about what's happening with your income, your purchases, your products, your possessions, as it is involved with this new potential at home, with family, with real estate deals, moves, renovations, et cetera. So this kicks in Friday evening, And it links all of this. In the next 2 weeks, you're going to have momentum, moving this forward, starting something new, or taking what you're doing to the next chapter. There is this opportunity for Gemini for some exciting, innovative things going on behind closed doors here. You might be researching this. You might be working with institutions. You might be focused on the romantic or artistic or spiritual side of this. And this door is open as it ties to this new momentum. There's also really good flow for you guys involving an astrologer, the mentor, or somebody like that. Or this could be about career objectives or your status or fame or what's going on with a personal goal in the mix. It's in flow, Gemini. And then finally, there's this one-on-one with this powerful individual. And for you guys, straight up, it's plutonic, Gemini. This is about, you know, the loan, the inheritance, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, the settlements, the alimony, the partner's money, or some other kind of outside financial resource. Or this is about what's going on sexually, reproductively, or through divorce, depending on which side of the equation you are with this person. Something very powerful, transformative going on there with somebody. So that's also linked to this new momentum that you're getting going. So by Sunday, Mercury moves in. It starts to pick up the pace. It starts to bring more talks and meetings, more sales, more writing, more interviews, more offers and decisions around your income, your purchases, your products, your possessions. And it keeps that ball rolling up through the 27th. In the week ahead, the 12th, Monday the 12th, is a very big day as this opens up with lucky Jupiter wants to expand something here, right? And by the 15th brings Mercury into this powerful scenario with another person over those plutonic scenarios and gets you involved and opens the flow again to goals and career and status and authority types. So big days, the 12th and the 15th in the week ahead. And then when it comes to Venus and Mars getting together on the same degree on Tuesday the 13th, Gemini, you know, this may be an opportunity for you to actively pursue love or make money or express beauty or pursue beauty in your neighborhood, in your community, in someplace nearby. Or it might happen on a short trip to a nearby place. It might be focused on your writing or your sales. It might come through a random talk or meeting that day. It could be introduced through brother, sister, neighbor. It could play out about what's going on with your vehicles or electronics. There could be a proposal, an important offer or decision on this day. All of this is really kind of about what can get started. What can we spark up and get actively going after now and making happen now when it comes to love, income, or beauty? So, you know, expect to see a lot going on there on Tuesday. For Cancer, oh my gosh, Cancers, this is all happening in your sign in this week ahead. And what an amazing bunch of alignments for you guys. So, guys, it's about you. You know, this is giving you guys a launch forward on an individual level. You know, what is your personal goal, Cancer? Time to go for it. Or this could be about what you're doing for your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, or some personal desire of yours, right? So put yourself forward, come out of that little crab shell. Stick your head out, stop going sideways, and, you know, really grab hold of this because it is pushing you forward, giving you a fresh start, helping you take things into the next chapter over the next 2 weeks, starting Friday evening. This links favorably to opportunities coming through friends, associates, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, or events. It also flows positively with what's going on with travel or distant situations, legal agreements, educational pursuits, whether you're taking classes or teaching something. It links favorably to media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, to ceremonies, religion, and politics. And finally, it links to Pluto, that power energy in your one-on-ones, Cancer. So this would be, you know, bringing either a partner or a client or a specialist or an agent or an attorney or an advocate, somebody like that into the scenario financially, socially, or in some kind of third party power way, right? So, you know, Cancer, move it forward. And on Sunday, Mercury joins the story. Mercury moves into your sign and will be in Cancer through the 27th. Time to hear from people that are interested in you. Time to talk and meet and focus on sales and writing and interviews and offers that involve your brand, your name, your image, or you showing up and being in the mix, right? So really powerful, I would say, in the week ahead. Monday the 12th is wide open as it connects with Jupiter and some really big things opening up for you there. And then the 15th, you're involved. There's news and talks and decisions involved, those key one-on-one people. And again, what's happening with the travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political themes. So Cancer, make it about you. I'm begging you guys in this week ahead. It's such a good new moon. And when it comes to Tuesday the 13th with Venus and Mars meeting up, Cancer, this is in your part of your chart that is about making purchases, making money, and things you're doing with your possessions or your products. So Venus is coming into it saying, let's focus on the love there, or let's focus on the money there, or the beauty in the situation. And Mars is saying, let's take action and make something happen. And all together, you know, it is kind of saying, hey, we have a fresh start potential here. Let's go for it. And so there's something keying in on that day as well. All right, for Leo, Leo, new moon energy and Mercury moving into Cancer, and all of this energy in Cancer for you is really highlighting your 12th house. This is the magical, mystical, crazy house of so many different topics, okay? So here's the deal, Leo. You guys, starting Friday evening, this is giving you guys a brand new opportunity involving where you live or who you live with or your emotions or your security and all these Cancer themes. And it's tying it to an institution or to research and development potential here, or what's going on artistically, romantically, or spiritually for you. And so by renovating, you might have this potential artistically, or by moving, you might have this new romantic opportunity, or you might be dealing more with the institutions, or maybe this is focused on your family or parent, you know, dealing with this. But it is about those arenas for you guys. And it is so open and positive right now, where it makes this link to open the door involving authority figures or involving personal goals or your status or career in the situation. And this may be exciting or kind of surprising and you weren't expecting it, but here it is. And then there's also this harmonic for Leo involving something in flow financially or sexually or intimately or in your own evolving story and empowerment or with third parties that are getting into the story with you. And then finally, Leo, it links to this powerful other person that is going to be focused on your health or your work or paperwork that's involved here or your animals or this is a, like coworkers or hired help in the story. And so this as well is very evolutionary for the Leos. So you really want to look at what you can start to move forward through research, through institutions, through romantic, artistic, and spiritual means starting Friday evening and in the 2 weeks ahead. By Sunday evening, Mercury joins this story. So it starts to bring the talks and the news and the offers and decisions about this. If there's any writing or sales or interviews or, you know, short trips or local activities involved, it brings that in as well. And this is going to be very active up through the 27th. In our week ahead, Monday the 12th is a very big day when it opens it up and links it to something very expansive or protective through Jupiter for you. And then by the 15th, it gets you incredibly involved. And again, there's more talks or decisions or short trips. There's also you in the picture there and how this is opening up for you. And as far as Venus and Mars go, they are meeting on the same degree within your sign, Leo, on Tuesday. This is a brand new story for you kicking off that is focused on you. This may be about how your identity, your name, your title, your brand, your image, or your physical presence, you know, is getting this boost forward into a new story that has to do with true love or making money or beauty and the passion and the activity and the motivation that's coming into play to start launching you forward into what this new story is going to be. So you want to look for something kind of cluing you in, because obviously this will be playing out for quite a while now moving forward. So it begins at some point on Tuesday. All right, for Virgo, all this Cancer energy that is really starting to launch everybody forward in the week ahead, for you guys, it's focused on your freedoms, your aspirations, your original projects, as well as whatever is going on socially for you guys, with friends, with groups, with clubs and organizations and events and parties and gatherings. So you really want to think about, you know, maybe this is a time to start hosting more parties at home, you know. Maybe this is a time to focus on developing your original projects at home. Maybe this is a time to be more free when it comes to your family dynamics. You know, I don't know which way this is going to be, but it definitely is about, you know, the social, the original, the freeing, the aspirational energy and the opportunities to move things forward here. Maybe you're going to be away from home because you're traveling with a group. Maybe you're going to move to a new place to be closer to friends. You know, I look at the combinations, right? And the door is open here for Virgo when it comes to travel or distant situations, when it comes to legal agreements, educational pursuits, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting interests, ceremonies, politics, religion, you know, that ties into this in an opportune way. There's also a harmonic for Virgo involving partners in the story or clients, or agents, attorneys, advocates, specialists, those one-on-one relationships, very positive here in an inspiring kind of way. And then also Virgo, there's at least one very powerful, important connection with another person that has a financial, a sexual, a reproductive, divorce, third-party connotation through Pluto that's focused on your love life or a lover, or focused on what's going on with the kids, or a creative endeavor, or your recreational pursuits. So all of this is coming together and getting this big push forward starting Friday evening and over the next 2 weeks. By Sunday evening or Sunday afternoon, Mercury moves into this same territory. So from then until the 27th, you have more talks, more meetings, more sales, more writing, more interviews, more short trips, more local activities focused on these aspirations and original projects and social interests that are moving you forward with these Cancer themes. In the week ahead, Monday the 12th is a standout day for that, where things could go very big with that client or partner or specialist or representative. And then by the 15th, there is a whole lot going on there, again, involving that key individual, but also involving the kids, the lover, the creative project or recreational pursuit. And, you know, it's an active day. You're involved on that day. So doors are open. There's harmonics here. This is forward momentum. So make the most of it, Virgo. When it comes to the Venus-Mars conjunction for Virgo, it's Tuesday the 13th. And this is happening behind closed doors for you guys. So, you know, it may be a fresh start with love and passion and sex and motivation in a romantic and pursuit, or, you know, privately, secretively. Or it may be about the drive and ambition to make money going on, tying in with institutions or the artistic thing, the film, the music, the painting, the poetry, the dance. It may have to do with research and development. It may have to do with spirituality. And so there is this potential in those realms to really get that fresh boost between love and passion, or motivation and making money, or what we're doing about beauty in our life. So that's what to look for Virgo. All right, for Libra, this new moon momentum in Cancer, as well as Mercury moving into Cancer and all this activation going on up ahead, this is all about your career, your status, your fame, or it has to do with a very personal goal of yours, or it has to do with an authority figure for you, like a boss, a parent, a director, a teacher, a mentor, a judge, or somebody like that. So, starting Friday evening, the new moon kicks in. It opens up 2 weeks that can help you start something brand new there or take what you're already doing into some new direction or next chapter. It links in an opportunity to thing you weren't expecting or that's exciting or innovative coming through sexually or coming through a financial realm or coming through a third-party situation. It also links in a harmonic to some inspiring things happening with your work, with a coworker, with the hired help, with the paperwork, with health pursuits or animals in the story. And it also links one-on-one to a very powerful situation with another person, focusing again financially, sexually, third-party scenarios at home or with moves, renovations, real estate deals, with family, parents, roommates. So something purging, transformative, evolving there with this other person. So that all gets underway Friday evening. You've got 2 weeks moving that forward. By Sunday, Mercury jumps into the story and stays until the 27th. So Mercury's bringing more news about it, more talks and meetings about it, more short trips and local activities about it, more writing, more sales, more offers, more agreements, more decisions about it. It's going to quicken the pace and really start to move that forward. And it's going to get involved with all those planets as well. So in the week ahead, it would be Monday the 12th with Jupiter as it opens that thing up, you know, with your work or health or animals or paperwork or coworkers or hired help. And then by the 15th, where you're all in, you're there and with that goal, the career matter, the status, fame, or authority figure, and again with the work or coworker, the health or animals, the paperwork, but also in more powerful ways going on with what's happening in a home situation or with a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, the family, the parent, the roommate. So very big, important week to move the goalpost forward for you guys in those areas. The Venus-Mars conjunction happens on Tuesday the 13th. It brings together love and passion, and or it brings together motivation and making money or beautifying things. And it's playing out for Libra with friends, with what's happening online, through astrology, with charities, with groups or gatherings or parties or events. Or it's playing out through a personal aspiration or original project. So look for this kind of new spark, okay, around making money or around the love or around the beauty in that story on Tuesday. All right, for Scorpio, I have to take a drink. I'm sorry. Hold on. This new moon energy, as well as Mercury coming into Cancer, all of this Cancer energy. So we're getting a new boost forward, all of us, you know, to focus on home and family and moves and renovations and real estate deals and parents and roommates and security and emotional needs. For you, this is playing out through legal decisions or agreements. It's playing out through travel or distance scenarios. It's playing out through media, marketing, educational pursuits. It's playing out through ceremonies, religion, or politics. So you have a big new start here. Maybe you're going to start, you know, launch a media venture from home. Maybe you're going to start a YouTube channel and start broadcasting from the garage. I don't know. Maybe you're going to sign legal documents to purchase a property. Maybe you're going to sign some kind of agreements to help a family member or a parent. Maybe you are traveling to see a family or roommates are traveling with you somewhere, you know. So you're looking at situations that are launching you forward into something new or next level over the next 2 weeks, starting Friday evening. This is linked in an opportunity, something exciting, something unexpected coming in around this, involving a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, or some other key individual. It also puts you into a harmonic flow with a lover, with the kids, with a creative project or a recreational pursuit. And it also brings you into a very powerful one-on-one with another person. person over a big decision or an agreement or a sale or the writing or talk or meeting. And this would be financial, sexual, or third party oriented in the story. So a lot of potential there, a lot of motivation there over the next couple of weeks. And by Sunday, Mercury joins this story. Mercury starts to bring more talks, more meetings, more sales, more writing, more decisions about these themes moving forward. And in the week ahead, Monday is a very big day when this links in some kind of harmonic and a big expansive way with Jupiter tied to the lover, the kids, the creative or the recreational pursuits. And then by the 15th, when you're stepping in, when you're involved again with one of those topics, but also the very powerful decision or meeting or talk or idea in the equation. The other thing going on is that we have Venus and Mars getting together on Tuesday in this week ahead. And for Scorpio, this is in your midheaven. So this has to do with a big goal of yours or your career, your status, or your authority figures you're dealing with, bosses, parents, judges, mentors, teachers, directors, and the like. Seeing love, money opportunities, or beauty coming together with passion and motivation and drive and action and kicking off a new story there for the Scorpios. So look for that on Tuesday. All right, for Sagittarius, we have this Cancer new moon and Mercury moving into Cancer and all these activations in this week ahead and over the next 2 weeks. And so for you guys, this is in your eighth house, your powerhouse. So when it comes to your emotional needs, your sense of security, and what you're moving forward with at home, with family, with moves, renovations, real estate deals, parents, roommates, history, it is playing out in your financial realm. So this may be about the loan you're taking out or paying off or the debt or the inheritance or the taxes, the bankruptcy, the insurance policies, the partner's money, the mortgage, the lease, the whatever that outside financial, the commissions, the royalties coming in around this place and this new launch forward. It also can be sexual, reproductive. Maybe, you know, there's more sex going on at home. Maybe then you find out you're pregnant, and that's going to change the home dynamic. It could be about a divorce and what's going on with the property. It could be about a birth or a death. It could be about third-party situations and how they're impacting this. And so you're launching forward. This is linking to opportunities coming in through paperwork, coworkers, hired help, the job, your health pursuits, or animals. So this is all, you know, open door here to these themes. It's also in a harmonic flow directly to your home, getting inspired, bringing the romance, the artistry, the spirituality into the home, or the recuperation, the rest and revigoration to the home, to the family dynamic, to the move, the renovation, the real estate deal, the parents, the roommates. And then it also puts you in a powerful one-on-one, Sag, with another over making money or purchases or your products or possessions, and how we're drawing in that financial connotation to those themes or the sexual or third-party stories there. So forward you go. Mercury joins this story Sunday. It's going to be there through the 27th, bringing more talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, short trips, offers, decisions about it. Key days in the week ahead would be Monday the 12th and the 15th. These days are open. They're in flow. They bring you into power situations. So look for it. And then by Tuesday the 13th, that's when Venus and Mars are getting together. And for Sagittarians, it's happening with a trip while you're traveling or booking that trip or at a distance. Or it's happening through educational realms or media or marketing ideas, through legal agreements or through ceremonies or through religion or politics. So this is where this new story is getting underway with love and passion and getting active there, or with making money and being driven and ambitious and, you know, motivating about that, or about the beauty in your life and what's really starting to take off there. New, fresh sparks are coming into play for a new story on Tuesday through one or two or several of those realms. All right, for Capricorn, the Cancer energy with new moon momentum and all the alignments, and with Mercury coming on board and all his alignments and very active starting out Friday evening, is all about your relationship zone. So this is a very powerful time for our Capricorns to start to look at making some new relationships, as well as starting some new projects with current relationships, as well as taking current relationships into new directions or new chapters. Think new, baby. And think about romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, any of these one-on-one people. And think about Cancer themes here, your emotional needs, your sense of security, what's going on in your home or with moons, renovations, or real estate deals with your family, your parents, your roommates. So brand new stuff. This is linking to an opportunity for Capricorn with one of these people for true love, or to link to what's happening with the children. Maybe there's a specialist that you're getting underway with one of your children, and this is launching something forward. Or this could be about creative projects for Capricorn and with that key individual, or it could be about recreational opportunities opening up. There's also this harmonic flow, which opens up the potential for talks and meetings. So, you know, you might just be out running around and run into this person who's going to be the new client, the new partner, the new agent, attorney, specialist, et cetera. Or you might pick up the phone and communicate and ask for this situation with this person. It might involve opportunities for writing or sales or short trips or local activities or moves with this person. And it's all in flow. And finally, it brings a very powerful one-on-one with this key individual about you, Capricorn, as you're trying to evolve, purge, make changes going on with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, or your needs and involvement. This could bring financial side to this story. It could bring a sexual or reproductive side to this story. You could be connecting with this person over the divorce. It could be about third parties and what's going on with you, this person, and another person. But it is very powerful. So this is all launching forward starting Friday evening and in the 2 weeks ahead. By Sunday, Mercury jumps into the story and will stay with the story until the 27th, bringing more talks and meetings with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, et cetera, bringing more writing, more sales, more short trips, more local activities with these people. And so, you know, flirtations, ideas, right? So, you know, check the key days I give at the top of the show. In the week ahead, definitely Monday the 12th is a big one, opens this up wide for you guys. And then by the 15th, again, opens up the flow, is very powerful and intense and involves you with one of these people physically or personally on that day. And then as far as Venus and Mars go, they are getting together in Capricorn's eighth house. So when it comes to the love and the passion getting together, or the motivation to make money coming together, or the activity around beauty in your life, it's playing out in your eighth house. So it has to do with loans, inheritance, taxes, bankruptcy, insurance, alimony, child support, commissions, royalties, partners' money, or any other outside resource. That's where this new story is taking off. Or it's taking off in your sex life, or taking off reproductively, or taking off around a divorce or a birth or a death or a third party situation. So you're looking at how these things are coming together here to light a spark to take you into some new story. All right, for Aquarius, Aquarius, the Cancer energy is all about what's going on with your work, your health, your pets, your paperwork, your coworkers, and your hired help. So, you know, maybe the work is about your home. You know, maybe you're working from home or working on your home. Maybe you're hiring people at the house. Maybe you're focusing this on real estate deals. Maybe your work is in real estate, or you're working to make a real estate deal. Maybe you're hiring somebody to buy or sell a property. Maybe this is about the animals at home or with the family. Maybe this is about the paperwork or the health. Maybe you're starting new healthy, you know, activities at home or in the family or with a roommate, or you're moving to be closer to something that is health or work related, right? So this is your brand new fresh start, and it links in an opportunity directly to some exciting changes and innovations going on at home or with the move, the renovation, the real estate deals, the family, the parents, the roommates. It also flows in a harmonic for Aquarius directly to making money or purchases opening up or what you're doing with possessions or products in the mix. And it also brings a powerful one-on-one with another individual about the research, the development, the institution involved, the romantic, artistic, or spiritual pursuits, and brings Pluto themes into that. So it's financial or sexual or third party. And so there's that tied in as well. So you have this all this momentum gearing up starting Friday evening and in the next 2 weeks. By Sunday in the afternoon, Mercury joins this story and will be there until the 27th. And Mercury is bringing more talks, more meetings, more sales, more writing, more interviews, more short trips, local activities, moves, or decisions about the work, the health, the animals, the paperwork, the coworkers, the hired help. So this is gearing up big time. And in the week ahead, Mercury will connect with Jupiter in a very positive way on Monday the 12th, opening something very big up for the Aquarians to make money or purchases or do something with products or possessions. And then again on the 15th, you'll have that same alignment with a different planet, with Neptune here getting inspired, doing the research, working it behind the scenes, but also bringing in that power person as well, financially, sexually, or third party into the story. So big stuff for all of this going forward. And then with Venus and Mars getting ready to kick off a new story together on Tuesday the 13th, Aquarius, this is happening in your relationship zone. Not a bad place, right? So, you know, this is either about fresh new stories kicking off about love and passion and chemistry and activity with a romantic partner, or it is about the opportunity to get active and start some new story about making money or what you're doing about beauty with a business partner, or it could be a romantic partner, or with your clients or an agent, an attorney, a specialist, an advocate, or how you're dealing with competition, you know. So definitely connections, relationship dynamics, and what is possibly getting underway starting on Tuesday in those arenas. All right, for Pisces, the Cancer new moon on Friday and then Mercury moving in and joining the story on Sunday. This is going to make the next 2 weeks incredibly busy for you. Fresh starts about your emotional needs, your security needs, what's going on at home with family, moves, renovations, real estate deals, parents, roommates, as it pertains to your kids. As it or kids in general, maybe you're, you know, opening up your home to some kind of, I don't know, kids league or something, I don't know. Or what's going on with your love life or a lover. So maybe there's going to be a lot more, you know, connecting with a love interest at home or getting busy, you know, with the family, with this person. It could also be about your creative pursuits or recreational interests. And so really getting very busy in promoting what comes next in these stories in your life. And that starts to kick in Friday night. And for Pisces, this links to some kind of exciting and unexpected meeting or talk or an email or letter, some kind of information or news or offer coming in, or something that happens on a short trip or locally that brings this into play and opens the door. It also links in a harmonic directly to you, Pisces. So there's something very magical, very special drawing you physically or personally into this story with the lover, the kids, the creative project, or the recreational pursuit. And it also links in a very powerful way to another person about your aspirations or your original projects or involving a friend, a group, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, gatherings, or events. So all of this starts to get underway Friday evening and over the next 2 weeks. By Sunday, as Mercury joins in, it starts to bring the talks, the meetings, the sales, the writing, the interviews, the news, the offers, the decisions, short trips, local activities, playing into that story to keep that momentum going, to add to it, to make it spark a little bit more over the next few weeks. And in the week ahead, Monday the 12th is very big as Jupiter is connected with in your sign, Pisces, to this lover or the kids or the creative project or recreational pursuit. And again, on the 15th, 15th, connecting to you and connecting to that power aspiration or online or friend or social realm in your life. So big things, very active. It's going to stay active for 2 weeks. You want to be proactive about what you're going after here. And then when it comes to Venus and Mars connecting on the same degree on Tuesday the 13th, this is bringing potential for some new or next level story to spark off between love and passion, or between making money and the action that needs to happen there, or between what you're going after when it comes to beauty in your life. And so this may involve hired help. It may involve a coworker. It may involve paperwork. It may focus and play out on your job or at your work. It may be about your health pursuits, or it may be about what you're doing with your animals. Maybe you're going to be out, you know, walking your dog and run into that passionate love interest, or find a way to make money, you know, through the animals. I don't know. Or beautify their space, right? So a lot of nice, fresh, new spark coming together there on Tuesday and taking you into whatever's going to be coming next there. So that's it, guys. It's Zoe Moon. You guys can find me daily if you're looking to know what's going on with the daily energy over on Facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. Join the page. Follow that there. You guys can also ask me questions or book your readings through me there. Otherwise, I will be back next time or next week. I think I might be running down for the night. next week, same time, God willing. And I hope it's a good week. It looks like it's going to be a really good week for everybody. But let's stay, you know, vigilant and be proactive with this energy and work it. So I'll talk to you guys next time. Have a good one. Bye-bye.